baseball.
Yes,
I see.
But that's the same thing now.
I see, but the game you played most of the time was called paddle ball.
Paddle cat.
Oh, paddle cat. Paddle cat, huh? Uh-huh.
The Braves has got out on top now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that, I've heard cat ball. I've heard, I think
ball.
That,
well, that might be the same thing.
That might be the same as paddle cat. That's
paddle
interesting.
Cat. Mm-hmm. And it'd be some in the field, if they got the ball, why they'd take the bat.
Uh-huh.
And if you struck out and the man behind you caught the ball, you get back there and let him take the bat.
I see. Uh-huh. And in school, did you have, was it a one-room school?
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Just one-room school.
They had one, different classes in different rows?
No, we all just, everybody sit where they wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And they'd call a class, you know, and we'd all know the five of class, and we'd go on up.
I see.
We just sit around, we'd sit together and make
classes.
I see.
Oh, I see, and then you got up and went about,
We had a stage up there first to line up on when we went to class.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that wasn't in that class, well, they just sit where they're at.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, that's, now, was there anything you'd like to ask?
Let's see here, we talked about your studies. What particular study were you interested in?
Well, I always like arithmetic, my dear. Mm-hmm. Reading?
There was one, let's see if I got all these things. I might have skipped.
Abuse,
I might have, or I skipped that. Mm-hmm. What do you, normally call people with black skins?
Just we call them niggers.
All right. And have you ever heard any abusive terms used?
Well, not especially.
What?
Now, we think lots of our colored folks. You can say colored folks. Or
sure. Either
Negroes
one.
Or mm-hmm. niggers or whatever you want to call mm-hmm. them. But we think lots of them. We've got good friends in the black families.
Do you have any special name? Have you ever heard any names that that Negroes use in talking about white people?
Oh my God, hillsing and beefing.
Yeah.
Well, that's just started.
Yeah.
They call them captain and things mm-hmm. like that.
You take our old niggas right here at Zebra right now. They'd love to get a stick and get a hold of these young grouse.
Yeah.
They do it.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to one right up there above town not long ago. Why, he said, I've got a house. I've got 2 acres of land here, enough to have a garden, and I've got a good house.
Uh-huh.
He said, it wasn't that damn nigger ever hope me buy it.
Yeah.
There's a white man hoping me
you're
get
gonna be recorded over
there. Yeah, that's yeah. Not, I'm not gonna use that. That's
well, that's what I said.
Sure. Just now that pronunciation, hope. No. By the way, is that something that is pretty much limited to Negro speech? Hope.
I reckon I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But he just said that if I wanted $50 this morning, he said, you think I'd go ask the nigger? Said I wouldn't get it. I'd go yonder and ask the white man. Said I'd get it. I've been getting it.
Is there any name that what would you call just a name for? For people like us, we'd call us what kind of people? Wouldn't call us a Negroes. We'd call us
be white.
All right. Now, what about names for any names for offensive? Well, this is kind of like the word you were talking about before that you gave me for country people.
Uh-huh.
But name for an insulting. Name for people.
No, I don't know. It'd be bad language.
No, I didn't mean that. But
abusive. Would that be
what?
Abusive.
Well, I was thinking something like just a term for an insulting word that members of other races might use to refer specifically to white people. I don't mean abusive words or bad language. I mean just a word that a person of another race, black or otherwise, might use in talking about a white person. They might call him a
white man.
Yeah, or some
white folks. Mm-hmm. Something like that. I don't
sure.
know.
Okay. Well, that's just fine. That takes care of the whole thing, and you have been awfully patient and awfully good.